Yo, what up, babe? It's your boy Julius, man. I'm back with another podcast for y'all. This is episode 41 of the podcast. I want to thank all my listeners. I appreciate you guys, man. Thank you for all the love and support that everybody's been giving me in the podcast, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything, man. I truly appreciate all the love and support that everybody gives me, so thank you for that. I wanted to talk about a post that I put up on Instagram, and I was talking about, you know, self-doubt, and I wanted to go deeper on this topic because I know a lot of people suffer from self-doubt, and I just wanted to give my opinion of how I feel about it and how I view it myself and things that I went through and how I was able to overcome it. So first off, I want to say that I think with self-doubt, it starts with people that have low confidence, people that don't have, you know, a high self-esteem in themselves. They don't believe in themselves, so they doubt themselves. You know what I mean? They don't believe in their capabilities and what they're able to do. So they doubt being able to do anything in life. And it shouldn't be like that. I think it starts with the household, you know, where you grew up at, where you're growing up. You know, as these younger generations get older, I mean, the households, they play a big part in having confidence and having, you know, a higher self-esteem rate. You know what I mean? Like, it starts with where you grow up and how you grow up. So that needs to be addressed first. That's the first thing that needs to be addressed. How you're growing up, how you're living, who you're around. Who you surround yourself with is one of the biggest things that needs to be paid attention to a lot more. Because if you're hanging out with people that aren't encouraging you, if you're around people that aren't helping you get to the next level in life, then you don't need to be around these people, man. And that goes for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're young, old, male, female, it doesn't matter what background you are. None of that shit matters, man. If you're hanging around the wrong people, if you're hanging around people that are dragging you down and want to see you do bad, then you need to get away from those people ASAP. You need to separate yourself immediately. Find people that want to help you elevate and get to the next level. You know what I mean? So my thing is, I used to doubt myself a lot, man. Sometimes I still have my days where I'm not sure if I'm able to do something. But, you know, the reason why I keep pushing and the reason why I'm able to keep going and keep striving and doing what I do every day, which is, you know, motivating people and inspiring people all around the world. The reason why I'm able to do this and it's growing, you know what I mean? Like, you know, my influence is growing every day because I do it consistently every single day. And it's just a part of who I am. It's what I was born to do. I know I was put on this earth to motivate and inspire people. So, but the reason I'm able to do it is because of God. And I know I talk a lot about it. Everybody knows that I'm a firm believer in God. I truly believe in God. And I do everything I do because of the strength and the willpower that God gives me every day to be able to do it. So that's the reason why I'm able to do this shit every single day, man. So, and God is the reason why I was able to overcome my own doubt. Because I used to doubt myself a lot. Every single day I used to doubt myself and tell myself in my mind and out loud to other people that I'm not I'm not capable of doing this, or I'm not able to do that. That's a mindset that you got to get rid of. Now, I don't know how other people are going to be able to do that. I'm just telling you how I was able to do it myself. I was able to do it because I believed in God. You know, something came over me, and one day I just woke up and said, you know, I got to start living, you know, for me and doing stuff that makes me happy. And that's what I do every day. You know what I mean? And I owe it all to God, man. I owe all of this to God because he gave me the strength and the mindset. He put certain people in my life to help change my mindset to be able to do these things that I do every day. So, you know, to everybody out there that's doubting themselves, get around the right people, man. Please try and surround yourself with people that want to see you do good. People that help bring you up instead of bringing you down. You need to get around these type of people, man. You need to. It's important. You can't strive to be, you won't truly be great trying to do it on your own. You have to be around people that are helping you get to that level of greatness. You can't do it by yourself. Nobody has ever done it on their own. Nobody. Anybody that you see that's great, anybody that you look up to or admire or, you know, aspire to be like, they all have mentors. They still have mentors, or they had mentors that helped them get to where they are now. Nobody has ever done it on their own. Nobody. Not one person. You can't name a person that's done it on their own. Period. Period. So, you know, with this, you know, my advice would just be to pray about it. If you believe in God like I do, then you'll pray and take action, man. Just do things to, you know, give yourself more confidence, you know. Try and, you know, read things that'll give you more confidence. Watch people's content, people that you want to be like or you aspire to be like. Watch them and watch what they do to see how you can use it in your own life. You know, that's my best advice when it comes to self-doubt. It's very hard to get out of. It's very hard to shake. It's not easy to get past because it wasn't easy for me. A lot of other people that aren't in that, you know, they're not in that, you know, mental state anymore. It wasn't easy to get out of that mental state. It wasn't, you know. So my thing is, keep pushing forward and stay positive. You have to keep a positive mindset. I know it's easier said than done. I understand that. I realize that. But you have to keep a positive mindset. You have to keep your mind focused and be optimistic every single day. You have to find the good in every bad thing or situation that you come across in your life. You know, you got to be able to find the good in every bad thing or, you know, a situation that you get into. So it's a lot harder than it sounds. Understand that, because I struggle with it myself. I struggle with it a lot still, but you got to be able to do that. If your mind is positive and you stay positive and you keep a positive mindset and you stay optimistic and you find the good in all bad things around you, in your environment, or whatever is going on in your life that's negative, turn it into a positive, man. Turn it into a positive thing for you and the people around you that truly believe in you. That's the way you're going to be able to do it, you know? So, you know, that's my advice. That's my advice on this, man. I hope you guys take this information and do something great with it. Hopefully it helps you to be able to turn your life around and make your life better and get you out of that mind state and that mind frame of being negative and doubting yourself. You can do anything that you want to do in life. You can be anything that you want to be in life if you truly believe in that. If you have it in the back of your mind and you truly believe in that shit in your heart, in your soul, you can do anything you want to do in this life, man. Trust me. And I'm rooting for you. If nobody else is rooting for you, please hear me on this. I'm rooting for you. All right. I hope you guys keep grinding, keep hustling. Please stay on top of your game. Please stay positive and stay optimistic no matter what. No matter what. All right. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thank you for all the love and support. And I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.